For the basketball, top of the key is Xavier Brown. Man-to-man defense, as Coach Mikton said in pregame, there will be no zone in this game for either team. It's man-to-man the entire way. Screen left side for Friedel. Step back left wing three for Friedel. Got it! Great start as Noah Friedel buries the three. It's 3-0 Dukes, and this is a favorable JMU crowd here inside the Barclays Center. Much louder than the Wisconsin crowd. Storr has it near side left, and Terrence Edwards gets that job right now. One of the best players in the Big Ten Conference. Klesmet goes back up top for Hepburn, guarded by Xavier Brown. They hedge the ball screen. Crowell dumps it down low. Ball knocked away by Jew again on the floor. It's going to be picked up by Hepburn of Wisconsin. Angles to the far side right. Has on the wing, backing his way, fades away from 15 feet. Shot rolls off, no good. And Bickerstaff, a rebound, but a foul is going to be called on TJ Bickerstaff. So that'll be his first foul, first team foul on the rebound. That's going to be a key in this game. They've got to rebound the basketball against this team. They're not that much bigger than JMU, just looking at them, and they only average 1.6 blocks per game, but it's a good rebounding team, much like JMU. They're a little over plus three per game. Dukes are plus five almost. Wall has it straight away, 15 to shoot. On the March Madness logo at midcourt. Right hand dribble, going to cross over the left, go between his legs, pass right side to Storr on the bounce, in the lane of the basket, hangs in there, good defense by Fat, better shot by Storr. He fades away, left of the lane, and scores on a high arcing shot from the former St. John Red Storm. A minute and a half gone by, 3-2 James Madison here in the NCAA tournament. Left side, they've got Klesmet guarding the Sun Belt Player of the Year. Gets in the lane, Terrence Edwards jump stop, right side, finds Wooden, back for X, he'll rise, take a three, near side right, too strong, no good, rebound from Crowell on the far side. 18-15 to go here in the first half. Here comes Klesmet near side left. He gets a ball screen. They switch it. Now Wooden down low on Wall. That's normally who he guards anyway. They're trying to post up Crowell. And now here's Storr. He traveled, didn't call it. They dump it down low for Crowell. He backs his way. Double team comes and throws it to Wooden. He gets the steal. Great defense early on from Julian. Here comes Bickerstaff across the timeline to the basket. Leans in. He fades away. Scores and he's fouled. A chance for a three-point play for TJ Bickerstaff. Greg Gard won it on the floor. They gave him the continuation. Noah hits the three, and now TJ coast to coast. We're going to see JC check into the game here early for Bickerstaff. He will get the free throw attempt, and TJ has gotten better and better as this season has worn on from the foul line, shooting 61.9%. So a good start for James Madison, especially in the defensive end. A couple of steals already. That's what gets this team going. TJ's free throw is too strong, no good. Rebound by Crowell. Outlet for Chucky Hepburn, guarded by Xavier Brown. X across the timeline. Here's Hepburn on the right side. Got by X to the basket, right of the lane. Got ball knocked away and stolen again. JMU, their third steal in the game. Here comes X across the timeline. Up top for Wooden. He fakes, goes left side. Wide open, Friedel lets it fly. In and out, no good. Tipped out, offensive rebound for Jew. Attacks the basket. He missed it. Blocked by Wall that time, and he's got a loose ball rebound. Here come the Badgers in transition for Storr. Goes behind him and thrown out of bounds. The fourth turnover already on Wisconsin, just 2 minutes and 33 seconds in. Bickerstaff will check out. The freshman Jalen Carey enters for TJ. JC in the Sun Belt tournament played great. He had 13 in the championship game against Arkansas State as he averaged 8.7 in that tournament. Dukes leading right now 5-2. 2 minutes and 37 seconds gone by. They've been outstanding defensively to start the game. Terrence Edwards left side, Klesmet guards him, ball screen in the lane. Terrence, nowhere to go, spins to his right, fades away. The shot falls for Terrence Edwards. Got in the lane, faded away, and the Dukes lead at 7-2 early on, almost 3 minutes in. Great start for James Madison. Crowell has it top of the key, dribble handoff, couldn't do it. JMU has been locked in on the defensive end. Klesmet on the right side, guarded by Friedel, going to go baseline left. They double team. Noah knocks the ball away, steals it. It's knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off of Noah Friedel. Great job to dig down. And the ball goes out of bounds, and it almost looked like it was off of Tyler Wall. And now the first sub comes in for Wisconsin. It will be John Blackwell, 6'4 freshman from Bloomfield Hills, Minnesota, averaging 8.1 points and 3.2 rebounds per game. The inbound baseline to our left, Hepburn for Crowell, their center, who can also shoot threes. Up top for Tyler Wall. Left-hand dribble gets it back for Hepburn. He'll pull up and blocked by Xavier Brown. He gets the outlet. He's going to go one-on-one on Crowell to the basket. Leans in, hangs in the air, missed the shot. Carey has the offensive rebound. Lost the ball, goes out of bounds, and it should be JMU ball, and it is. X went right at the seven-footer. He altered the shot, but again, this team is not backing down early. They've been awesome on the defensive end so far in this game. Four turnovers and all 7 points off of turnovers to start the basketball game. Julian Wooden will inbound baseline to our right. 16:38 to play here in the first half. For Friedel, going to fade away in the right wing for three. In and out, no good. Halfway down, it bounces out. Here's Hepburn across the timeline. Goes up top for Wall. They'll reverse it near side for Klesmet. Gets a ball screen. He'll go up top for Crowell. Wall falls down, trying to get a foul call. Not going to call here in the big dance. Near side left for Klesmet again. trying to push off a ball screen set. And now down low, Wooden going to push down Wall. He fell down twice on that, trying to draw a call, does the second time. Julian Wooden saying, hey, come on, let's go. A couple of Dukes will check in. Mike Green for the first time and Raekwon Horton. Badgers have not scored now in about 2.5 minutes. And we talk about the defense and what they've done. The replay, the JMU fans don't like the call. Handoff for Hepburn on the near side. Mike Green in for Xavier Brown. Raekwon Horton is in the basketball game right now for Julian Wood. Top of the key with the basketball, Klesmet. Noah guards him, man-to-man, 9 to shoot. Hesitates, goes right side. He'll fade away from 15 feet. Shot too strong, no good. Terrence Edwards, a one and done. Defensive rebound on the weak side. Here comes Fat across the timeline. John Blackwell will guard him now off the bench. Gets a ball screen. Fat spins in the lane. Goes up and under. He'll lean on with the left hand and didn't get the roll. Tipped up, no good, and won by Hepburn defensively. Jamie retreats on the defensive end now as Hepburn comes to the near side left. He's got a chance to extend this. Here's a pass down low, and Raekwon Horton knocked it away. It's going to be picked up by Winter, who just checked into the game, and now ball knocked away and stolen. The fifth turnover now on Wisconsin. Jalen Carey got that. Mike Green for JC in the lane. Floats it up and scores. James Madison in transition. It's 9-2 Dukes. We played 4.5 minutes. It's been all defense to lead to offense. All the points have come off turnovers. On the far side right, Hepburn. He gets a ball screen. Goes up top. With it now is Nolan Winter. The near side left for Klesmet. Ball knocked away again. And the crowd is certainly into this basketball game. Klesmet might have walked in and call it. On the far side right, Blackwell goes baseline. Got by Terrence Edwards. The basket off the glass. No good. And JC, a defensive rebound. What a defensive clinic so far in the basketball game. 14:48 to go here in the first half. On the right side, Terrence Edwards and going to throw it off the head of Max Klesmet, and that'll take us to a media timeout. What a start for JMU here in the big dance. 14 minutes, 44 seconds left in the opening half, and JMU Nation rises to its feet here inside the Barclays Center. It's 9-2 Dukes. Raekwon Horton, Noah Friedel, Mike Green, TJ Bickerstaff, and Terrence Edwards in the basketball game. They'll have it in the front court. Pass up top for Mike Green, the New York native. He's from the Bronx. He goes left of the lane, spins, almost lost the basketball, now retreats beyond the three-point line. High left side with 6 to shoot. Now here comes MG3. Left side going to cross over up top. Horton, great dive for the basket. He hangs in the air, and the ball is going to be up and missed, but he got fouled. Raekwon Horton is the best guy away from the basketball at cutting and getting to the basket. He goes to the baseline a bunch. He does it on back doors. He is the best cutter on this team, and MG3 probably the best passer. The foul is called on Carter Gilmore, who's checked in the basketball game for the Badgers. Free throw from Ray is up and good. 10-2 James Madison. Raekwon Horton, 69.1% from the free throw line this year. 6.9 points, 4.2 rebounds per basketball game. Ray, the 6'6 junior from Santee, South Carolina. He was in this spot a year ago with the College of Charleston. Ray's second free throw, no good. This has been a problem at times for this team. They've struggled with the foul line. It's a 10-2 lead, though, for JMU. Here's A.J. Storr. He has it top of the key. Raekwon will guard him. That's a great matchup. Hepburn going to feed the post for Crowell. He works on Bickerstaff. Jump hook in the lane is good. At 7 feet, not much you can do about that. That stops the scoring drought of 4 minutes and 16 seconds. It's 10-4. James Madison. Mike Green across the timeline. Gets by Hepburn. Hesitates. Back up top for Bickerstaff. Ball knocked away by Hepburn on the floor. Going to be won by Mike again. In the corner, wide open is Fat. Terrence will fake a three-point shot and calm things down. Gets a ball screen to his right, hesitates. Terrence in the lane to the basket. He goes up and around, off the glass, off the rim, and it crawls in somehow. A finger roll from down by his waist on the right of the lane somehow went down, and Terrence Edwards now with 4 in the basketball game and a couple of rebounds as well. And he is locked in defensively on Blackwell, nearly got a steal. Back for Gilmore, up top with 8 to shoot. Now it's going to be thrown right to me. I'm not wearing white tonight. I've got purple on. That's another turnover on Wisconsin. The Dukes have sped up the Badgers. That's turnover number 6. Raekwon Horton will inbound the basketball. I'll tell you what, defensively, they are absolutely locked in. Here's Mike Green off a screen in the lane. Hesitates. He'll float one up. MG3 missed it, but got fouled, and he'll get 2 free throws. You know, Mike went through a shooting slump at one point this year. He was 4 for 40 from beyond the three-point line. And then he, in the Sun Belt tournament, was absolutely phenomenal when he shot the basketball. In the tournament last week, he went 9 for 14 and 6 for 9 from the three-point line and 4 for 4 in the semifinals in the championship. On the season, he's at 64% from the foul line. In league games, he was only 6 out of 12. He does miss the first. Now JMU's 1 out of 4 from the free throw line, and Jalen Carey back in for TJ Bickerstaff. Fat will get his first breather. Mike Green makes the second free throw. It's 13-4, James Madison. Kamari McGee across the timeline, 12:46 to go in the first half as we continue from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. Good defense by Ray on the far side. Light didn't let Storr even catch the basketball. Pass down low. Great help defense. Ball on the ground. Wall grabs it and then knocked away. Stolen by Friedel. Here comes Noah in transition to the basket. Peds right side for Wooden. Left-hand layup on the right side is good. Timeout, Wisconsin. It's a double-digit lead for JMU here in the first half.